When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up? This is Jordan from Redefined, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
What's up? This is Jordan from Redefined, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
What's up? This is Jordan from Redefined, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
What's up? This is Mayhem Jesus. You're listening to The Loud Spot.
Morning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. Of course, I'm here with Don and producer Sam, and we have a guest co-host tonight, Jordan, who's
Is he really a guest, though? Is he really a guest? Like, he's been on, like, three times, I think.
At that point, are you just, like, part of the show?
Just home.
Yeah, he's on the three-timer club.
Oh, we're like SNL. They have those clubs.
Five-timer.
We have our own five. Club. Screw SNL.
I need a little emblem, a special emblem.
You know what? You need one. You do. We're gonna make you one.
I'd like two that. Double penetration.
Yeah. Tip to tip. Like three tips coming in and like meeting in the middle.
Jordan is here to discuss the topics with us. Also, we have some news coming from him. But before we get into that, I do want to mention this episode is brought to you by Ink Nation Tattoo Convention, February 23rd through the 25th in Oklahoma City. And my God, have Don and I been running around like freaking madmen. There's like these little things we don't even know that we need. Like today, for instance, birth certificates for all the out-of-state tattoo artists. Just found out about that, okay? Second thing, we need hand washing stations. We didn't know about that. So I called a nationwide place. Cost me like almost $600 to get these hand washing stations. It's like these little tiny. And then our pipe and drip company canceled.
Yeah, so hand washing stations, you have to have one for every 10 booths that you have. So because I have so many artists, I have to have three of them to be able to comply with their law.
What about, I got an idea. What if you have like a half-naked guy, like the Old Spice guy, right? And he's just there with hand sanitizer. He's like, squirt, squirt.
Are you applying for that position, Sam?
I was about to
First
throw
of all,
my
you seen
that.
Are you going to do it?
Jordan's like, I'm down. Yeah.
Jordan, you got the same body type as I do.
I am so down. So down. If you want to stand next to my wash station and, you know, a little bikini and have that little hand towel, I'm sure you'll get some
banana hammock.
But we're just excited it's going on. The billboard's up and running. We were able to see that today. Got a picture of it. It showed like 400-something times. It's on a digital billboard.
That's awesome.
So we are – and people are sharing the hell out of the tattoo convention. Evans Blue is going to be there. That's probably the big band that's going to be there. But we have a bunch of other bands like Etch and Ember, Saving Jackie, Heath Row. We're doing a competition to get the last band there. And then we also have Nine Left Dead that's playing. But – since Jordan is here with Redefined, he has a clip of a new, it's like a teaser video.
Yeah, a little solo thing I do.
No lead into that, Sebastian. No lead
I led into it. I talked about all these bands and then I led into him.
And then led into another band.
See? That's called a lead in, Sam. You know, aren't you the producer? You should know these things.
Yeah, well,
I may not lead in the best, but I lead. All right, here we go. Let's play this clip and let's see what Redefined has been up to after this plays. Here we go.
Damn,
Mo,
this shit's crazy.
Wake up, gotta get out of my head, cause I feel stuck. To this body, to this bed, to this floor, to this house, to this town, and I really gotta get up. I feel like every day is the same routine. Nightmares wrapped in American dreams. not take what's required of me. Feel I'm failing at all that I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Hold on, is that a redefined clip or are you doing something different?
It's a solo thing.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, that sounds way different than let's party till we fucking die.
Yeah, way different, way different, way different.
Okay,
so how did this whole thing come about?
Like, I honestly never thought that I was ever going to, like, put this stuff out there. I started doing this when my father died 4 years ago. And, like, I kept it to myself a lot. I had a bunch of stuff recorded. And like I said, I was just going to keep it to myself, but like my wife listened to it, some other friends listened to it, and they're like, you got to put this out there. This is going to help somebody. And I was like, you think? And so one thing led to the other. And I finally have I dropped this video or not video. I dropped like a little clip that went kind of viral like 2 years ago. I've still got people messaging me about it. So finally it's coming out and it came into fruition or whatever.
Yeah. So this gives me a little rehab bartender. You know, bar.
Yeah, it's a song about drinking because song that it used to be a vice of mine. I used to use that as a way to cope with a lot of things. I think a lot of people do still.
Did you quit drinking?
Yeah, I drink. I say that as I'm sitting here.
I'm like, yeah, I got a mimosa, dude.
But yeah, exactly. But
I'm the only sober one.
it's way cut down than what it used to be. I used to drink to get blackout. You know, this is just, I just got off work. So it's like, I'm having a cocktail. I'm gonna play some video games, but it's a lot more controlled. Oh, it's one of those stone balls. I saw it in the store and I was like, oh, I gotta have that.
Oh yeah. They keep your drink cold.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Sebastian.
It's a lie. If anybody's watching that uses they're a lie. They do not keep it colder.
What if you like just quit drinking and then the very next day they come out with those stone balls and you're like, oh, I gotta have one for my drink.
I gotta try one of those.
One more.
You put it in your Coke then, you know, just a little Coke, a little Dr. Pepper with your fucking rock ball.
That's right. You know, Sebastian's now on a mimosa kick, and we went from Michelob Ultra to chiladas to now mimosas.
Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mules.
The only thing next for Sebastian is straight up like, you know, Merlot wine or something like that. Yeah. It's coming. I just know it is.
Well, so Jordan, what's the name of that? Is it just Jordan Caparel?
Sleep Deprived. I have a whole stage name.
Okay, Sleep Deprived. Okay.
I think I'm going to ride this one out for like 6 months to a year, hopefully. Hopefully it blows up in something. You know, we'll see.
What if it gets bigger than Redefine? You're like, peace out, dude. I'm doing the whole
solo project.
I can hear Dustin now.
Dustin would kill me, bro. He'd burn my house down.
I've never met him. He's never been on the show.
Dustin doesn't pay attention. I think he's in the band. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think he's a real person.
Dustin is doing 80,000 things all the time.
He's AI.
He is constantly working. Like the other day an alarm went off and I was like, what is that? And he's like, I got to post a video to TikTok.
You should make a thing for Redefined. Do you believe was it Dustin Snow? Do you believe he exists?
Yeah. Have you seen him in real life?
Have you seen Dustin Snow? Ooh,
he's a conspiracy.
Have you seen this man like missing like a milk carton?
Yeah, exactly. Put it on corners and everything, and people like, ooh, who is this Dustin Snow? Remember how like Nickelback was like Nickelback's missing? But don't make it like redefined. Make it more because people will care less, right?
Just Dustin Snow.
Yeah.
Tell him not to post on social media for a month. I think he'd go crazy. That man, like where he falls, I pick up. So like we mesh so well. Like because like when he goes MIA, I'm the one that you get in contact with, and like vice versa.
Sound familiar, Sebastian?
No, it doesn't. We're gonna play a song, Etched in Embers. Someone else, Etched in Embers, is playing at the Ink Nation Tattoo Convention.
This song is really good.
Sam, is this one of their newest song they just came out with?
It's one of their new songs by Kyle. So, you know, check it out.
Bro,
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Super excited to have them play at the convention. Thank you, Sam, for hooking that up. That song is dope, dude. All they're a great band. Have you guys ever been excited about something at work that was going on as simple as banana bread?
At work, dude?
Yeah, you know.
At work, dude?
So this clip actually came out a couple years ago. It's, I think, at least over a year ago. It's resurfaced on social media with different kinds of clips, but I was able to find the original clip, and I love playing these TikTok clips on here. So let me pull up the video. I'm gonna play it right now. Listen to this.
Dude, I got some fucking banana bread at work today, dude. Hell yeah. My mom told me if I wait for things, like, good things will happen to me, dude. And fucking I waited for some things and I got some banana bread at work today, dude. Hell yeah. So it just goes to show that waiting for things is, like, worth it. But there's a lot of bad things in this world, dude. Like fucking skunks, dude. Hell no. Scratching your eye, but it's still fucking itchy, dude. Hell no. The fucking Cubs, dude. Hell no. Like getting paid not a lot of money, dude, for fucking working. Hell no. But banana bread. I fucking work, dude! Hell yeah! Hell yeah, bro! Hell yeah! Banana bread, bro! I have fucking work!
My question is he really excited about banana bread, or is he just making a funny video clip? You know, I think he's not lying.
I honestly think that he just had such a shit-ass day.
Yeah, banana bread mid the day.
Just made it just that moment of sweetness to make that shit ass day just a hair better.
Or so he was being completely sarcastic because it's like a pizza party. Like
right.
You're overworked, underpaid, and like they're like, oh, pizza party will make them happy. It's like, no, I'd like some more money. And they're like, yeah, banana bread, dude.
I think my
Go ahead. I got one more thing. He is a ginger. So
he wanted gingerbread.
Yeah, he wanted gingerbread.
My favorite part about it, he goes, scratching your eye, but it still fucking itches, dude.
Yeah.
Jordan, yeah, do your impression of it. You did a good one.
Oh, dude. But banana bread at work, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I figured that guy's from Canada.
That's good.
I love that video, bro. I love it.
I figure that guy's from Canada, and he doesn't get much but poutine.
No, not a lot.
Up there. Just poutine. That's it.
I just scared everyone in my house, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Kids are now mad at you. They're always mad at you. Never mind.
You interrupted Skibbity Toilet. What are you doing?
That's right.
All right, Don. Let's talk about Don. Do we have a little music to play in the background?
Now in this hour of Don Dates. Let's talk about her dating life, or what once was, right here on the Loud Spot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God, I can breathe. I love how you said, or what did you say at the end?
I said, or once was.
That's fitting because Dawn's not dating right now. No, we're not doing it. I've had my
smashing and grabbing.
No, I don't even want to smash and grab no more. I've had enough. I've had men who have thought that I was 30. They're 49. They were done with me once they found out I was not 30.
Oh, okay.
And then I had this one who absolutely loves skinny girls, but he's coming after my thick ass.
Right, right.
But then wants to throw it in my face that he's only attracted to skinny girls, but yet he wants me. So yeah, no. And what else have I had? Oh, I've had countless ghostings, no shows on dates, We're gonna meet up. I want to meet you. I know you're busy. I know you ain't got much time, but can you meet me?
It must be hard.
You know I'm busy. You commented and said, I know you're a busy woman. Can I take you out for a drink? And then no show?
This has just been another episode of Dawn's Dating History and What It Used to Be.
On the Loud Spot.
On the Loud Spot.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
Bravo.
Love it.
Bravo.
Love it.
Thank you, Dawn, for sharing. That's
a regular segment that we do. Dawn's Dating History.
Dawn's Dating.
Yeah. That's not going to be a once a month thing.
It may be. I'm just saying it may be. We don't know.
After the convention, Dawn's going to go a little fucking wild. So, no, we're not doing that.
No, calling yourself on it publicly.
So I should not come to this convention then.
No, after the convention. I didn't say after.
I know.
He's supposed to come after the convention?
Everyone's coming after the convention.
Damn right. Big cum party.
Yeah, come to the convention. There we go.
On that note, guys,
all deserve it after all of this.
Don't forget, Epstein List was released. So those of you guys looking for...
Perfect transition.
I can't perfect transition on that one.
Well, there's a list of people who went to his island.
There's a flight log.
And so it's basically naming all the pedophiles in Hollywood and in Congress and all that.
And like Joe Biden and the Clintons and all that.
Bro, Stephen Hawking is out there, bro.
Yep, Stephen Hawking's on it. But hey, here's the thing. We will say this. Just because they're on it doesn't mean that they did anything wrong, okay?
True.
So for litigation purposes, and please don't take us to court because we're broke-ass bitches and we will lose.
We make no money. We poor.
Yeah, we poor. There's a lot of people on that list. And my biggest thing out of all of this is the whole Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Kimmel thing. I mean, this is hilarious. Like those two going at it at each other's throat. Aaron Rodgers, you know, the quarterback for the old Green Bay Packers.
Now the
Jets has said, he's hopeful to see that Jimmy Kimmel will be on this list. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, hey, I'm not on that list. I'm not on that list.
Is he?
Or anything like that. We don't know because the problem is there's abbreviations. So if it's Jimmy Kimmel, it's JK, most likely.
Just kidding.
If he's even living, if he's even on there. So, yeah, they're going back and forth on top of that. But there's Bill Clinton.
Well, the list was released. Who has the list? I mean, you can just.
The list is out there. The list is out there. The problem is it's abbreviated. It's, you know, annotated in abbreviation. And when it comes to the females or the potential sexual people, they're listed as one female, two females, those kind of things. So it's really sad.
Dang.
The problem is, here's the problem with all this. It's not going to go anywhere.
If there's just initials, because then they can just say,
there's too much money involved. Too many people are going to get paid off. Judges, everyone, even if they know who.
It's not going to fit certain people's narrative as well. So it's just
So it's sad. It's sad. Something bad as this that we could actually call people out. And we all know Chris Cornell, Robin Williams have all made claims about this kind of stuff that happens behind closed doors with powerful people.
And then they died.
So, you know, it really sucks. And that's what I wanted to bring up with this whole thing is like, there's a lot of bad stuff out there and these bad people need to be caught. And it makes me mad, but they keep getting away because money and power. Jordan knows this. He hasn't been approached yet because his band hasn't hit that level yet. But once he gets to that level, problem is he's going to give up his booty hole. I know there's, Jordan.
100%.
I'm with you, bro.
I had a guy message me today from the Illuminati. He was like, hey, you want to join? And I was like, let's go. And then he's like, download the Signal app and give me your phone number. I was like, yeah, I'm good on this. Never mind.
Okay. But if it's just like, hey, dude, I'll suck your dick and you'll make like $20 million. I'm cool with that.
Well, you would be the one that probably have to do the
sucking.
Suck
it for like,
oh,
like,
yeah, I'd be the one that has to do the sucking for $20 million.
Yeah, you give it to me. Let's go.
You do it.
You know how many hot dogs I've eaten in my life? I ain't worried about that.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I am the opposite.
You couldn't suck dick for $20 million?
I'm dead ass. I am dead ass.
Dick for free, probably.
You give sucking for free. No. You're a liar.
Not for $20 million.
No, actually, I'm not. No, I'm serious. Because I know that money's gonna come with a catch.
Yeah, $20 million.
And I'm not good with that.
I'm catching
catch.
It in my mouth for $20 million.
I'm swallowing.
No, there's more of a catch
on my
to
face.
It.
R. Kelly,
there's
I don't care.
Always more hold of on, a hold catch on, to
hold
it.
On, hold up, Don. You suck dick for less.
No kidding, but I'm telling you, if somebody offered me money, I wouldn't do it because I know it would come with a catch.
I don't know.
I'm good.
I would.
Yeah.
But no, but that okay. But she's
I
saying
have to
you,
at least
tra-
like
you get trapped
for
into
me to
this
do
whole
it for
dark
free. Thank you.
Secret circle of evilness, probably that you don't want to be in, but you originally said yes to. You could go down a rabbit hole probably really quick.
Real.
Anyways, you know what? Now let's play the song.
No, how are we gonna? Oh, poor
transition. How do we come out of this hole?
Ash, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this transitioned into your new song. Here we go. New Year's Day, right here on the Loud Spot.
Every day, feeling it the same, like I just can't breathe. I push it all away and lock it in a cage, but it just breaks free. It whispers to me that I'm nothing to anyone. Knows every secret I never tell anyone. Makes me believe that I'm no one to anyone. But I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up.
Listen, Bad Omen singer Noah Sebastian, which I like. You know, I like that name.
Yeah, I know he does. Okay. Go figure.
Very good one.
He deleted all of his social media accounts, which apparently he hasn't been active on for a couple years anyways. Right. And it's because of he doesn't want to be glorified. Because when you're that famous, you start getting big and famous, people start putting bad stuff about you on the internet. Good and bad. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. Tenderly, a lot of, I don't know, that made no sense. A lot of times, though, people take that, they look at the negative only. They don't look at the positive. They see the negative. So here's a statement that he came
like
out
Yelp with. Reviews.
Yelp, Twitter, Yelp reviews on a band. he says, and here's quoted: "I was trying to use social media and just had to constantly mute them. I got really tired of seeing my face or seeing strangers' opinions of me every day. I don't think that's healthy. I've seen these accounts that collect baby pictures of me they find from distant relatives on Facebook pages and make an entire shrine out of them." Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And then you get bands that like haven't really made it to that level yet, and they're kind of like, I kind of would like that, because that means that means you've made it. But is that scary? Do you have stalkers? Think about like the Kardashians. They're not musicians, but like a Taylor Swift or someone like that.
Yeah.
This stuff happens to them all the time. If you're that famous, you have to have the mental capacity and mental stabilization within yourself to be able to handle.
You have to have a healthy mind, period.
You do. You do.
I said healthy stabilization.
They're not healthy. They're not healthy. But that's the thing about success. So, yeah. And Jordan, you probably know this. You know there's a level of privacy that disappears after a certain level of success.
100%. Right? 100%.
And that goes your family, your kids, anything you know, that fart you lit last week. And all those people around your work know about it. Those kind of things. So it's one of those things that you have to ask yourself. And I tell bands this all the time. You do know once you start, if you want success, forget about privacy, because it's out the window. Yep. The Taylor Swifts, the Travis Kelce's, all these people that are A-listers now, they know that. A lot of their stuff they try to keep private, especially their love life, right? And I use Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because they've been dating off for a long time before the NFL.
It's relevant right now too. Yeah,
it's relevant, and it's a PR push on top of all that. So, but they knew that this would eventually get out. Are we at the moment that we want to let it out? So, you know, someone like let's take Redefine. Let's take Jordan. He's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. There's no doubt about that, right? There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't going to deny it. And don't deny it. Actually, confront it like Eminem does, and no one can talk crap about it. So,
I'd definitely face any demon that shows up. Like, if something ever happened and somebody wanted to come at me with something, like, I know there's nothing out there that could, like, break me, because there's nothing that bad for sure.
Jordan, you had sex with that one guy, and you're like,
did it.
You know what though? He got paid $20 million.
$20 million. That's right.
That was great.
He answered the Illuminati call.
But here's the thing though. You know, imagine these people putting these shrines up of Noah Sebastian. Okay, as a child, as a baby. Imagine if someone did that to like a female. The opposite. The reaction of that would be pedophilia, probably. Things like that, but because he's a dude, the narrative is just so it changes from every day. If you start off, and I've said this before, if you start off not giving a shit and just say, "Oh well, screw it," it's like no one can hurt you because you don't care.
Yeah, there's a double standard on a lot of things like that.
And speaking of double standards, before we go into the next song, and Mayhem Jesus is in the studio with us. We're going to get to him after the next song here. Speaking of double standards, Machine Gun Kelly has a guitar out from Schecter, okay?
Yep.
It's shaped like a razor blade.
Looks awesome.
I love it. Yeah, but it's shaped like a razor blade, so now he's promoting self-harm.
No, he's not.
No. I'm not saying that.
I know you're not. But if he had a piece of shit and like a big old Dookie guitar, and people say, "Oh, you're promoting poop. You're promoting feces."
Yeah, you're promoting poop play.
If he had a pendulum, a
pentagram.
Star, yeah, that was. I was trying to look for that word.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. They would say you're promoting Satanism. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you do. People will automatically decide that's what you're promoting. It's like that, yeah. That's not true.
I'm not even a huge fan of him, and I thought it was a pretty cool design.
Okay, and here's the thing: I'm not a huge fan of Machine Gun Kelly either. You know, I probably know a song. I don't know off the top of my head, but if I heard one, I might be like, okay, I remember that one. Yeah. I've heard that one. But, you know, I'm not going to attack someone on a guitar design, which if this was the 80s, it would have been super cool. Everyone would have been all over it.
Yeah. That's because in the 80s, we weren't pansies.
Everyone's so sensitive.
So drink out of hoses.
I'm going to read you a little tiny quote of what Machine Gun Kelly said. And then the Falling in Reverse, what's his name? The singer dude.
Ronnie.
I had a brain fart. Also had something to say about it. Okay, so right. Machine Gun Kelly says to someone online who's talking shit about this, you show your lack of depth by taking art at face value, which is true.
Right.
Okay, now true. Ronnie Radke had to say this. I'm like, what did he say? He's not a fan of MGK either, but he does say this. Have we gotten so lost that we are now complaining about razor blade guitars because it might trigger people to self-harm? But you give my video of murdering people a thumbs up. Ain't that the fucking truth?
Yeah.
I mean, mic drop, dude. Right there. Yeah. You want to complain about, you know, because Machine Gun Kelly caters more probably towards the teeny bops.
Right.
And where
at this moment, before he didn't.
So. Where Machine Gun Kelly doesn't. And Machine Gun Kelly gets a lot of flack. And it's funny because he's tied in with Travis Barker.
Yep.
And Travis Barker's still hella cool. Machine Gun Kelly, no matter what he does, he's like Nickelback. No one likes him that much. Yep.
Okay, so I will say this about Travis Barker. The reason why Travis Barker is cool and the reason why Travis Barker descends over ages is because he doesn't get involved in any of the bullshit that,
none of that
happens.
He doesn't come about his political views. Yep. He doesn't come about nothing. He's about playing music and doing it.
He does music with a lot of cool people. When he got tied with Machine Gun Kelly, I was like, uh-oh.
But it cost a lot. He's cost a lot. I'm just going to say right now, he cost a lot.
I can't afford him. He's not coming on this podcast.
No way.
I know.
Until you like make it big. Then you got him.
Courtney might, but...
Speaking of people who want to charge too much, there was a band that tried to charge me $10,000 to come play at the tattoo convention. I'm not messing with them.
No, he told me about it. He called me about it.
I said, Sam, how much did you want? It was like $1,200.
He texted me about it, and I was like,
$800.
Did you ever pay that?
Jordan will tell you about it after the show ends, and we'll tell you
who the band is. $10,000 to play,
and
their monthly listeners are not that big.
Hold on.
Okay.
Jordan, will you tell us how much you know how much they're for? Because you've already been approached by this said band to play for one of their tours. So, anyways.
Oh, just got more interesting. God, I wish we could just talk about it, but we're not going to. We're not going to give him a bad name.
I got a good idea. I got a pretty good idea.
He's got a good idea.
We got Mayhem Jesus waiting in the background. We're going to pull him in here right after this music break from Static X. Their song is called, I don't know.
It's called Sego the new one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's by Tulsa. This word is by Tulsa.
No, Otsego? That's Owasso's by Tulsa.
That's Owasso.
You spell Otsego.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. I don't care.
Okay, let's play it right here. All right.
Think paranoid delusions.
Your brain will not know the difference.
Someone has erased his memory.
Not know the difference.
Love forsaken. Love forsaken.
Any memory in your head.
All right, we are back from our music break. We got Mayhem Jesus, Mr. Darren Perry, or how I like to say, Mayhem Jesus,
Mayhem
is in the house. And you know what? I still need a hat, dude.
I was just talking about that. There's a lot of people that say that.
No, don't give him any more hats.
How about giving me the hat? Give Don the hat.
Don needs a hat.
I need a hat.
Every time this is my second one. Every time I've gotten hats, I've never had them mass produced. The first one I got coming back from a tour, and I was at the Philadelphia airport, and they had a lids in there, and I was there for a minute, so I had to make a Mayhem Jesus hat. And then when I was on the Snoop Dogg tour, somebody broke into the box truck that I was driving and stole my Mayhem Jesus hoodie and my hat. So I had to find them all when I was on tour and have another one made. These have been one-offs, but maybe I should get them mass-produced.
You can make those hats at Lids. I didn't realize that till like a year ago. I was in the mall.
They're like $50, dude.
That's not that bad.
They're bad.
As long as you have like the JPEG or PNG or something, they'll do it.
And I've got a new logo. I've always like these hats are like just a generic ass cross that they flip upside down, which, you know, speaking of what you put out there, you know how many people think that I'm a Satanist because of all this?
You are.
Shit?
Of course,
you
immediately. Are. You are.
I might not be the holiest of all.
I'm
from South Carolina, so as soon as I saw it, I was like, Satan.
I'm going to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's not what I thought.
I do want to talk about some of the tours you've been on, especially the Snoop Dogg tour. You're a driver. You drive for a lot of bands that go on tour. But before we get into that, I do want to say that Don and I had the privilege of meeting you in Chickasha, Oklahoma.
I feel sorry for you.
We had a fun night hanging out. Your hair color was green then, and it's still green.
It's
now,
his signature, man. He's been doing it for three plus years.
It was the same color.
My fingernails match.
Yeah, exactly.
It, like, we,
Sebastian doesn't notice those things. He doesn't.
If I had dropped my pants like you had suggested, you'd see how far I go with this black.
Exactly. He's got neon green ball whiskers.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about the tour bus.
Yeah. Oh, So we were able to drink some beers on the tour bus. You were driving for Any Given Sin. Yeah, during that time that Saliva played there, and Saliva comes to Chickasha a lot. So, and you've been to Oklahoma quite a few times, and this last time we were finally able to hang out and have some fun and chill for a little bit. That was awesome.
That was a good time. One of my favorite parts of the tour was hanging out with you guys on that little back patio there in the little smoking area.
That was fun. Yeah, little bar area.
I had a good
time. Actually, we have a picture from back there.
Yeah,
we
remember that. Yeah, it's horrible picture.
I sent it to you. You didn't get it.
Yeah, no, I saw it. It's just you guys got to really rethink these picture taking things.
You're not happy flashes. With it, Sam.
And Jimmy was with us. It was fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Which one was making that?
I couldn't remember
Sebastian.
He was drunk.
I was. So, Mayhem, tell us a little bit about your profession and what you do for these artists.
I do different things for different bands. Usually for the bigger bands that I tour with, I'm usually driving for them. Any Given Sin, I drive for. I drove for Fame on Fire. I do tour managing. I've tour managed four or five bands. They're starting to get a little bigger too. It's just I'm a merch manager for some bands. I've done content. I'm kind of a tour whore. I do whatever I got to do to stay on the road.
Were you just on tour with Any Given Sin?
I was, I was on the Snafu Lay tour.
Were you at the Spartanburg Ground Zero show? Yeah.
No. Did they're around Christmas time?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't on that one.
I was about to say, how did we not meet each other? We opened up for him that night.
We were supposed to tour together when I very first started touring. You guys, we were supposed to. I forget if it was Transient or if it was Seasons, but I was supposed to tour with you with somebody.
Yeah,
it was my tour that I booked Transient on. It was Transient and Redefined.
Redefined
pulled at the last minute.
Yeah,
we'll call them out right now.
Tour with Redefined. Personally, let me go ahead and say now, dude. I'm a fan. I love your music. I was stoked about touring with y'all.
That's cool as fuck, dude. Because I was stoked about meeting you and fucking touring with you and shit. We've been going heavy for the past 2 years, and so I've been addicted to it. Like, I love it. I miss my family to death, but the road is just.
I'm telling you, man, and that's not for everybody. That's one thing that I learned real quick was
real fast. Like,
usually it's weird because no matter if it's a month or 3 months, about a third of the way in, somebody will start getting the itch. Makes it awkward for a few days.
1 week, usually. One week, someone will get the in.
Everybody comes back.
I miss my wife.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Something. My dog.
I miss my kids.
My goldfish. What the fuck?
This is how small the music industry is. People know each other.
Oh, there is I've said it 1,000 times. There is no 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon in the music industry.
No. It's like two degrees. I know this guy, and he knows this guy.
I've toured with somebody from everybody.
I mean, you went as far as doing the Snoop Dogg tour. Were you driving for Snoop Dogg?
That was a driving tour where all I did was drive a box truck. I drove his, he has his Dr. Bombay ice cream.
Right.
So I would drive he had three freezers. They would just give away samples at his shows. It was a big shed tour, a big amphitheater.
Snoop Dogg shows up with ice cream at a show?
Just give it away.
I think it's like THC ice cream.
Oh, my God.
I would deliver my friend Alicia and these coolers. They would have a pallet shipped to every fucking venue. And I would have the entertainment center for Snoop's dressing room. I had to go buy a 75-inch TV to put in it. We actually took it from some big country star. It slips my mind who it was, but it was supposed to be for somebody else.
Jelly Roll.
But no. This was like country.
Nelly.
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
It's in like the Blake Shelton somewhere in that kind of range.
Well, that's country.
Anyway, I would have those freezers, like a bunch of cups and shit like that, and his entertainment center. So I'd like, when I'd get to the venue, right off the bat, I got to get this offloaded and to his dressing room and set up for him, ready to go. And then
so he has ice cream. Out.
What's that?
So he has ice cream. Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
The ice cream's fire. He there's all kinds of different flavors. They got one that's like waffle
chia
cone.
Chia infused.
That sounds amazing.
One's like a cream orange. It's like an orange. Orange dream kind of thing.
So is it like THC?
No. They sell it at Walmart.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
He like also has wine. Snoop Dogg has wine too.
Yeah, he has wine.
Yeah, well, and,
yeah.
And the tour
it's horrible.
I was on
it's not
was
great.
The wine is horrible. I've tried it.
Oh, the wine. Yeah. Actually, I brought a. I had a bottle of wine that I got from the tour. His high chick in the office. Gave me a bottle of wine, so I was gonna keep it right. For because I have all kinds of tour mementos.
That's sick.
Yeah,
and I was gonna fly, and at first I wasn't gonna be checking a bag, so I was like, I have to drink this wine because they're gonna make me give it up if I don't. So I drink this bottle of a wine hangover
it's,
sucks.
Yeah,
anyway.
Oh,
a wine hangover off of Snoop Dogg wine. I mean. He's known for way better stuff than
weed. That's what he's known for.
Driving for all these bands.
Moon Rocks.
When you come off tour, are you a little like, do you always have something lined up? Or is it a little manic, like, when's my next gig? Like,
sometimes.
Do you always know that you're going to work?
Only when Sam reaches out to him, then he's busy.
No, I don't at all. It's like
me and Aaron actually had this conversation in Chickasha.
Yeah, and it like whenever it comes, like I'll book. Usually, I book my year in the first couple months of the year. But like when I left the Any Given Sin tour, then until just a few days ago, I didn't know I was essentially unemployed. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the messages start coming in, and my schedule fills up real quick. And you know, now I'm booked up until summertime and.
I think once you're in, and we've talked about this when we were going to book you for tonight's episode, you were like, I should be good, but if something comes up, I'm going to have to go because that's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
And you haven't yet, but you filled up. So is it one of those things?
Forget you, Darren. Well, we don't want you on this show. Then fine.
I've tried
that?
To be. You know how many times
that's
I've tried
what
to be
said.
On this
That's what he
show?
Said.
That's what he said. Last time he tried to be on here, it was two times before he tried to come on, but he was having Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah.
And so now he's here.
We made it happen, bro.
Prior to me?
No, I think when you kind of went on hiatus for a little bit and weren't really talking to me that much because you were like busy doing a bunch of other things.
Still hate you.
Yeah.
Good.
But no, do you have any cool stories? Like, would you have like a favorite story from a tour that you've been on? Something kind of crazy?
I've had all kinds of crazy stuff happen.
Besides Snoop Dogg ice cream.
I worked out, like I was granted, I was kind of off on the side. Keep in mind, I was a white boy on the Snoop Dogg tour. It was clear I was a white boy on the Snoop Dogg tour. But they were cool. And like these dudes, they worked out every fucking day. And these, like Wiz, it was the high school reunion tour. So it was Snoop, Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, Warren G. Cookies was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like it was weed heavy. Well, Wiz Khalifa security are these great big, you know, great big dudes. And they do jujitsu all the time. So like there's this one dude would work out like 110 degrees. This motherfucker was out there just fucking pumping it. Push-ups. All he did was like prison yard fucking workouts.
Uh-huh. And you're a skinny dude. You're like my height probably.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Hey, Jordan, what did he sound like, Jordan? What did he sound like?
Oh, he probably sounded a lot like this right here.
Oh, a lot like that. Yeah, a lot like that. And actually, every security guard they were the same build, same type. You could always tell, like, the artists. Like, whenever the green rooms were in a hall, so, like, you'd walk down the hall, and, like, there'd be these great big dudes sitting in chairs just all talking to each other, you know, like, in a circle with the great, you know, the rooms behind them. It was an interesting experience for sure. But what I was saying about these Wiz's security was they're great big dudes, heavy set. Like they look like they're fat guys.
Right.
And they would bring the bag up to kick and the pop that these motherfuckers would put on that bag when they would do a face kick. So the last thing I would expect from this seemingly overweight dude is to kick my head off of my shoulders.
Yeah. <That's how laughs> He'd have did it.
They were like big country. They're like big country cool. Them UFC.
They're the one, they got me into like Wix for a little bit, like lighting joints off of Wix. And they're far into martial arts and stuff. So like, I got one of my tour mementos is a yo-yo with wick around it for lighting joints from Wiz's security guy. That's because sick. He's like, yo-yo is a weapon, is invented to be a weapon. And went into that whole thing where
wow.
I didn't know that.
Bro, apparently you can fuck somebody. I was like, what about walking the dog? And he's like, watch this, motherfucker.
Take a boomerang that has to come back because it has walk a your dog, on it. Bro. Yeah. Dude, what if you have like a yo-yo with like spikes on
bro,
it?
If Jordan, I kind of thought about that shit, like Spider-Man yo-yo shit, but there's people good enough to do that. And that
Jordan,
one
how that
can be enough.
How did that conversation go down, Jordan? How did that conversation go down?
Which one?
The yo-yo conversation.
He's like, man, did you know? He's like, you know a yo-yo could be a weapon? Like, I had no idea. And he's like, watch this, motherfucker.
Bro. I love that. I love that little thing. We know we're already running out of time. Yeah,
we got to do a lot
of know,
energy.
But I do want to mention, though, if you're in a band and going on tour, I don't know, Mayhem, if you just deal with record labels or if you deal with independent artists.
He doesn't hit you. Anybody.
So you'll hit up. So anyone that hits you up, if the price
is
right.
Say it like that, bro.
Anybody.
Look, you'll do.
Sorry. He'll do anybody.
He'll do anybody. No, I'm not saying he'll do anybody, but you know, he'll look at anything you put in front of his face.
If
the money's good.
We just talked about this earlier tonight. If the money's right, you'll do it.
I mean, I've been known. I'll take a hit on the money if the vibe's right and I like the people and I want to be on the tour.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have to drive Sebastian,
business to get rich. I'm in this business to enjoy my life.
I'm gonna message you about something.
Yeah,
late March, early April, if you're free.
That's actually like the only time I'm free and that I know.
We got something that is not disclosed completely yet. I'm gonna message.
That's how. Yeah, we'll get talk to me after.
For sure.
Last thing I want to mention, aren't you involved in like a radio station also? Don't you do like some?
No, not anymore. That's what actually got me started. Rock Rage Radio got me started.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. He's not.
He tried.
No longer involved.
He gets so busy and then he can't be on.
That's how it is now. I just don't have time to do it anymore. But it gave me the opportunity to interview musicians. And that's how I interviewed Transient and ended up. Actually, do you remember that, Sam?
Uh-huh.
That wasn't supposed to be my interview. That was supposed to be Twitch.
Yep.
And he fucking flaked out. And I got and it was my internet. I had a storm come through and my internet was fucked up. I know. I fuck yeah. That's my very first tour that wasn't my own band. But
mine too.
And I wasn't gonna do it. I told you. I was like, bro. I can't do it. It's gonna sound like shit, and I'm not gonna do it. And you're like. Yeah. They're here now. We need to do it now. And I was like, sorry, bro. And I just hung up.
So like, just to let
call me back. And you're like, okay, bro, how about Monday?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's hear the drama real quick. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
No, and that's the thing is you guys, first of all, most of you guys know I'm a dickhead when it comes to this stuff. We got it.
Yes.
We have a time, we have a place, and we got to try to get it squared away.
I know the role. I mean, I know the job.
So that's my job. At the end of the day, I get paid to do that, right?
But yeah.
So,
but mine is to not put out bullshit quality stuff. So right. I don't mind.
Yeah, exactly. And Mayhem Jesus said, "Look, hey, I got some bad stuff coming through right now through the internet, and it's just gonna sound like shit. I just don't want to do it." Now, I will say, Twitch was the responsible party for all of this because he was supposed to do the internet.
That was his fucking interview. I'm glad that he didn't, though, because it ended up me and Emmett and Trey vibed like a motherfucker. We had a great fucking interview. So. And it led to me being, you know, invited to tour manage them, which, you know, shout out to Jody Linnell. He put me out to Trapped whenever they needed a driver, which got me started in all this driving shit. So,
yep.
I mean, in a weird way, I owe a lot to you, Sam. Thank
now
you.
He's been pinned. Look,
he's
so
gonna clip
times.
That fucking part out.
No,
he's just
I'm
all
keeping it.
Thank
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it. I'm gonna clip things. I keep it.
Yeah.
I don't take recognition for anything in this.
But I give it where it's due, and I do it. And you know, it's a weird way that
you know, Sam knows talent when he sees it, and that's why he talked to me.
That's exactly why.
Whoa. I was a talented.
He
took a gamble on me, and he still hasn't made any money.
That's right. You can do
a gamble. He took a gamble on him.
That's all the time we got. That's all
you
the time.
Take
we
a gamble
got.
On me,
Sam.
You
gotta clip some things out of here.
Take a gamble on me, Sam.
I told him two cheeseburgers and a rich run.
That's what I got.
I'm convinced offering back rubs and slow jacks is why I get invited back on all these tours.
That's all the time we got. Go check out Mayhem Jesus. Also, please stay right there till after the show's over. Find him on Facebook, like his page. Go check out Redefined and his new group.
Sleep Deprived.
Sleep Deprived. You got it.
I didn't write that down, so I didn't remember it.
Good thing you got it, man.
As long as he knows it, that's all that matters. Mayhem Jesus, Sleep Deprived, Redefined, and The Loud Spot, and Eat Nation. Check out everything, even though no one listens to what I have to say anyways. Peace out. Rock on.
Three.
Much love.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does nothing short of tragic have us back again? Yes. Does anything that's good really have to end? Yes. Our pink host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.